Remember, the storm is a good opportunity for the pine and the cypress to show their strength and stability. Ho Chi Minh. Hello and welcome to episode 234 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we are going to do a class. It's kind of a masterclass style class where we are answering the question that I get asked a lot. Do I need a round bolster or a rectangle bolster? So if you have both, then you can use both today. And if you have one or the other. See, this answers the question right now. See how this round one is rolling all around? You don't use a round one when you don't want it to roll around. That's the answer to the question. You don't need to watch the whole show now. So if you have a round and a rectangle, use both. If you just have one, use the one that you have and we'll answer that question. Round or rectangle. So thank you to Dusky Leaf who provides my props for me. And you're going to need that and a folded blanket today. And be sure to stay tuned all the way to the end so that I can share with you where to go to get a gift for you, which is a beautiful infographic on my three favorite yoga props and how to use them. So that is, and the benefits of them. So I'll tell you where to go to get that all the way at the end. I also want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve black bamboo hoodie with a beautiful tree of life on it and purple leggings. I have a testimonial from our membership community in response to one of our brand new classes in our membership community, Brain Yoga for Standing Balancing Postures. So another one of the most often asked questions I get is, how can I get better at my standing balancing postures? I have a lot of trouble with them. Okay, before I do that testimonial, I'm just gonna move this cute little fuzzy caterpillar off the yoga mat. He's actually climbed right up onto me now. There you go, you go over there. So this is a testimonial from Diane. Diane says, "Hi Melissa, I've done this brain yoga class for balance twice now and I have already started to see a difference in my balance. It's amazing and I'm going to incorporate it into my weekly routine for sure." And Delia said, "I did this practice today and it was amazing how I was able to, for the first time, do a balancing posture without support. I already incorporated this video into my playlist. Thank you, Melissa." So thank you, Diane and Delia, for leaving your comments in our membership community. I love hearing from you, whether it's in our membership community, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, or if you leave a message on SpeakPipe for me on my website, or iTunes. I always love hearing from you. Okay, we're going to get started. We usually start with a mantra to bring us together as student and teacher and to bring peace to our practice. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvinya Vaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahey. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra is to protect us together as student and teacher. It asks us to nourish our studies together. May we work together for the union of the good for all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful, and may we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So you're going to start with your round bolster, if you have two to choose from, with your round bolster underneath your knees. So there are two shapes of bolsters, the rectangle and the round. You're going to place the round one under your knees to support the curves in your body. So this supports the curve underneath your knees. And I'll get you to take a deep breath in through your nose here and let it fall out of your mouth. And just take a moment to feel yourself supported by the ground underneath you. Feel the curves of your legs supported by the round bolster. This is also very good if you have any low back issues. So each time you breathe out, allow your legs to sink a little bit more deeply into the bolster and allow your torso to sink into the ground. Focus on your breath in your belly. Allow your belly to be soft and breathe right down into your belly. And then begin to form an intention for your practice. What is it that you would like to receive from this restorative class of doing yoga with your bolster today? So why are you here? What is it you would like to create, sustain, or let go of in your life, and how could this yoga class help you to do that? So as you're resting back here in Shavasana, begin to feel the flow of energy in your body. Having the round bolster under your knees supports the flow of energy in your body. So I have a quote here to share with you. It's by Claude Debussy, and it says, "Music is the expression of the movement of the waters, the play of curves described by the changing breezes." Music is the expression of the movement of the waters, the play of curves described by the changing breezes. Okay, and then you can bend your knees and take your round bolster and put it off to the side. And we're going to use your flat bolster next. So you use your flat bolster when you want stability, when you don't want the bolster to roll around, and when you want a firm foundation. So bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, press into your feet, lift your pelvis and take it over to the left side of, to the right side of your mat. Your bolster is on the left side of your mat. You're going to take your knees and place them on top of your bolster and see how this just lifts the ground and gives you a new firm and stable ground. So here we're beginning by releasing your spine by taking it into a gentle recline twist here. So feel the stability under your legs and also under your shoulders and through your torso. And I have a quote for you here as you rest back and breathe and rest into that stability. In order to find stability in the world, we must first find it in ourselves. Tyler J. Herbert. In order to find stability in the world, we must first find it in ourselves. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Bring your legs back to the center. Press into your feet. Untuck your hips. Take a moment in the center to breathe in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Feel your spine unravel before you take your flat bolster, your rectangle bolster, and bring it over to the other side so that it's along level with your hip on your right side now. And then bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the left side of your mat, bring your knees up onto your bolster on your right side, look over your left shoulder, and again, feel the stability of the ground underneath you, the solid, firm foundation of your rectangle bolster here underneath your legs. And allow your upper back to sink into the ground. Feel your spine unravel, tension releasing from your spine here. In the twist, allow your breath out to lengthen, and that will help you to naturally and organically deepen your twist. So on this side, your quote is, "In the here and now, we find stability and freedom." In the here and now, we find stability and freedom. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Bring your legs back to the center. Place your feet flat on the floor. Untuck your hips. Take a deep breath in. And on your breath out, allow your spine to unravel. Okay, from here, you're going to put your flat bolster off to the side, and we're going to go back to the round bolster to support us in creating curves in your spine. So basically, we're going back and forth between supporting ourselves in creating the curves, supporting the curves in our spine, and creating stability in this class, and using the rectangle bolster or the round bolster depending on what we're doing. So for this pose, we're going to do supported Sphinx pose with the round bolster. So you're going to place it towards the top of your mat and place it underneath your rib cage to support you in coming into the backbending posture. So you'll take your elbows underneath your shoulders, spread your fingers wide, and draw your ears back over your shoulders. So in this posture, it creates a little bit of compression in your low back. So there shouldn't be any sharp shooting pain or electric or twinges, just a gentle pressure in your low back that helps to tonify your kidneys and your adrenals to bring the energy that you need for your practice. So here we're using the round bolster to support the back bend and creating the curves that we want in our practice. And we're bringing energy, the energy that we need for our practice. So I love this quote that I have for this posture. In life, as in art, the beautiful moves and curves. In life, as in art, the beautiful moves and curves. And that's a quote by Edward G. Bulwer Lytton. This pose is also very strengthening for your upper back and helps to build bone density in your upper back as well. Okay, so take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And you're going to push yourself up onto all fours. And from here, we're going to come back to using the flat bolster to support us in creating some stability, raising the ground here. So you're going to bring the bolster lengthwise on your mat. And actually, let me just show you your legs before we start for a modification, if this one puts too much pressure on your knees. Okay, with this angle, I can actually show you with the bolster, so I'll put the bolster back. So the modification would, with the right knee in front, would be right knee in front, back left knee bent as well. And then you would fold over the bolster like this. Okay? That would be the modified version. It puts less pressure on the front knee, so zigzag legs. Otherwise, we're doing Ek Pad Rajkapatasana, pigeon pose. And for that one, you want to keep your hips level. So circle your right knee around in front, reach your left leg back and long. And then you're going to fold forward over the rectangle bolster. And you rest on the rectangle bolster. So having the flat bolster means that it doesn't roll all around and it raises the ground and creates some stability here for you. This is a great posture to release your piriformis, your glutes, your external rotators. If there's a lot of space between your right glute and the ground, you can take a blanket and fill the space with a blanket. So true stability results when presumed order and presumed disorder are balanced. A truly stable system expects the unexpected, is prepared to be disrupted, and waits to be transformed. That's a quote by Tom Robbins. True stability results when presumed order and presumed disorder are balanced. A truly stable system expects the the unexpected, is prepared to be disrupted, and waits to be transformed. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And then you're slowly going to come out of the posture on this side. And we'll make our way into the posture on the other side. So remember the modification. I'll show it again. It's zigzag legs. So you bend your left leg and your right leg. So your left leg is bent in front. And then you bring the bolster forward and you fold forward over the bolster. That's the modification if it's too much pressure on your knee. Otherwise, you want to come into it from all fours. And then think about keeping your hip bones level to the ground, the back of your pelvis level to the ground. That keeps your SI joint nice and safe and stable. So another reason for stability. And you're going to lean, come back and lean forward. So you want the back of your pelvis to be level to the ground. So I found it really interesting when I was preparing for this class, when I was looking for quotes. So fold forward over the bolster, and I'll explain to you what was interesting to me, and perhaps you can reflect on how you value stability or if you have any resistance to stability in your life or if it's something that you value. Because what I found when I was researching it was what was interesting to me, and perhaps it's because I have a PhD in cultural studies, was the cultural values around stability. And that is that it was something that was valued in certain settings, but not valued in others. So it was valued as a nation. It was something that was held in high esteem between nations. So it was something that was held in high value as a world culture to create unity. It was something that was held in high esteem in a marriage. It was something that was held in high esteem in raising children and in family settings. But it was something that was not valued at all for individuals. So stability was just yawn boring for individuals. So I thought that that was really interesting. So stability equaled boring for individuals. To me, that was very interesting because I think personally, in the context of a yoga practice, stability creates a lot of safety. And also in the context of an ongoing practice, stability creates a lot of freedom. So if you have a daily practice, it creates a lot of freedom in your life. You know, like if you follow the rules, then you know when to break them, sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like within any practice, if you have stability, you also have freedom. So I found it very interesting. I'm curious what you think about it, where your edge is with stability. If it's something that you're very comfortable with, if it's something you have a huge edge around, I just thought it was interesting where it fell on the cultural value for the individual. So here's another quote on stability. Gordon Hinckley says, "People are looking for stability in a shaky world. They want something they can get a hold of that's firm and sure, and an anchor in the midst of all this instability in which they are living." People are looking for stability in a shaky world. They want something they can get a hold of that's firm and sure, and an anchor in the midst of all this instability in which they are living. Okay, so take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And slowly come up and out of this posture. And we're going to trade off our rectangle bolster for our round bolster again, to create a curve now, to support us in creating a curve. So that's when we use the round bolster, when we want to support us to create curves, to support the curves in our bodies. So we're going to create a side bend now. And what you're going to do is lie on your right side and place the bolster underneath your rib cage. And you can bend your knees here, and you'll place your ear on your right arm and lift your left arm up and over. So here the round bolster is very useful for creating that round curve here, supporting the side bend curve in your spine. So while you're here, breathe into your side ribs. This is really helpful and useful for opening up your intercostal muscles. Very good for your breathing. It opens up the side vertebra of your spine. And I have a quote for you here, too. Romina Russell says, "Those who think only in straight lines cannot see around a curve." Those who only think in straight lines cannot see around a curve. So our bodies have curves and our body bends, and it's really great to have a round bolster to support our curves and the way that our body bends. take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth and slowly roll up. And we'll take this side bend over to the other side. So you just roll over to your left side. And we're going to do this side bend on the other side. The crows have found, it looks like a cob of corn that's been mostly eaten. Okay, and so bend your left leg. Take your left arm straight out. Place the bolster underneath your rib cage. And bring your right arm over you. Rest your head on your left arm. So breathing into your side ribs on this side. Feeling that opening of your side body. Feeling the round bolster supporting the opening of your side bend, creating that curve in your spine. And I have a quote here for you on this side by Kat Lahr. There's something particularly special and personal about this circle and how it curves comfortably rule every aspect of our lives. There's something particularly special and personal about the circle and how its curves comfortably rule every aspect of our lives. You can think about circles in your body, your iris, your pupil, your cells. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And we're slowly going to make our way out of this posture. And we're going to switch it up for the flat bolster. Create some stability and give our spine a chance to come back to straight again. And this is my pose that's really rocking my world in this class. So this is a version of downward facing dog that I think anybody can do. So I forgot my blanket, so I'm going to use my jacket folded. Just you need to make a little folded blanket that's going to be about underneath your pelvis, okay, to create a little lift underneath your pelvis. So that's about the width you need your blanket. And then you're going to put your bolster is going to go underneath your feet. I think this is a version of downward facing dog that anybody can do. It's called downward facing rest. The only person that I think wouldn't be able to do it is if you had frozen shoulder, in which case, or if you're pregnant. Yes, that would be true. Okay, so we've found a few people that won't be able to do it. So if you had frozen shoulder, you'd have to take one arm down. And if you're pregnant, I'm sorry, you're going to have to opt out of this version. So the way it works is you put your feet on top of the stable bolster, and then the blanket goes underneath your pelvis so that it tips your tailbone under a little bit, and then your arms come up overhead, and that's it. So I'd actually like my bolster down a little bit more, just so my feet can really rest there. That's even more perfect, so my feet aren't hanging out in midair. And that's downward facing dog for complete rest. So allow your spine to sink into the ground here. I think this is my new favorite pose. I also have the perfect quote for this pose.
Valor is stability, not of legs and arms, but of courage and the soul. Michel de Montaigne. Valor is stability, not of legs and arms, but of courage and the soul. I like that quote because this pose to me feels like all arms and legs, but
you're very much resting and connecting with the courage of your soul.
Okay, so take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And if you want to stay here in this pose like I do, you can always press pause on your video and then come up onto all fours. And you might want to hang on to this and bring it up to where your forehead was for the next one, because you might want a little bit of elevation for your head for the back bend. For which we are going to bring back the round bolster to support us in creating curves, because we're going to create a back bend. So we're going to do a supported fish pose with the bolster round to support us in bending our spine backwards here. So I'm going to place that right underneath my rib cage, my arms out to the side, and I'm just going to raise the ground a little bit with that folded blanket underneath my head here. It's a pretty big back bend, so I want the ground a little bit higher under my head.
So here I'm using the bolster to support me in creating that curve underneath my spine. So allow your rib cage and your spine to rest and sink into the bolster. So I have a little quote here. How little we understand of the gifts we have been given, or the shape of the path we took to reach our destination. How little we understand of the gifts we have been given, or the shape of our path we took to reach our destination. Harley King. Okay, so take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. So bend your knees. Tuck your chin. And slowly roll to your side. So, that was a big back bend. After that, we're going to come into probably my favorite forward bend, restorative pose, which is child's pose. So for that one, we'll want the stability of the rectangular bolster so it's not rolling all around on us. So you take your rectangle bolster and place it between your knees, open your knees wide and fold forward. Over your bolster. So if you have any knee issues, you can fold a blanket and place it between your knees here or underneath your ankles. You could also take this pose on your back, lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest instead if it's too much pressure on your knees.
Just a great pose to breathe into your low back and stretch out your back and allow your spine to rest after that big back bend. Very calming and restorative pose. In this pose, I have the quote that I used at the opening of the class. Remember, the storm is a good opportunity for the pine and the cypress to show their strength and stability. Remember, the storm is a good opportunity for the pine and the cypress to show their strength and stability. And then take a deep breath out, in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And you're going to slowly come up. And for the next one, it would be good for you to have a chair. I'm going to try and rig this using the tree. So let's see how I can do that. I think I can do it. If I take the... So what you're going to do is imagine this is the chair and lean your bolster against the chair and then place your leg underneath the chair. So like a kitchen chair or something. Does that make sense? Hopefully. And then what you're going to do is lean your bolster against the chair and then you can fold forward and lean against your bolster. So you're going to need your flat bolster for this. Just your straight leg. So you're going to bend your left leg and place your right leg underneath the chair. And then your bolster will lean against the seat of the chair here. Okay? Or if you're outside like me, you can use a tree. And you're going to lean forward like that. So the quote that I have for you on this side is, remember above all that mental stability comes by examining the contents of your mind, not by avoidance. Remember above all that mental stability comes by examining the contents of your mind, not by avoidance. And that's a quote by Vernon Howard.
Okay, take a deep breath in and come vertical. And then we'll do this pose on the other side. So you'll just switch legs. Jeez, that was a little more close than I wanted for comfort, but I'm probably in his home. So I've been trying to figure out how to do this without moving my mat, but I have to move my mat. So I'll move it over to the other side. Okay, so this time your left leg goes straight underneath your chair, your right leg is bent, and then you fold forward and lean against the chair. And this one, this is what I was talking about before, about stability. I find that stability is good for my creativity. I find that stability is good for my creativity. And that's a quote by Ellen Forney, who is an artist. So this is a great pose to lengthen out your hamstring muscles, the muscles along the backs of your legs. Also a very calming pose, calms your mind. Okay, so take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And slowly make your way out of this posture. Okay, so take a breath when you're vertical. Okay, and you can put your chair off to the side, and you want to take your mat so that it's perpendicular to a wall now, and you're going to need your rectangular bolster still. Oh, I just found a quarter. This class has been full of treasures. Had a fuzzy caterpillar, lots of squirrels and crows, with deer, just a treasure trove. Okay, so you want to put your bolster off to the side like that. Put that quarter there. Okay. So have your bolster perpendicular to your mat perpendicular to the wall. And you're going to put your hips right up against the wall into the edge of your mat. And then you're going to swing your legs around so they come up the wall. And then what you're going to do is you are going to bend your knees and press your feet into the wall so that you lift your hips off the ground. And then what you can do is pull your flat bolster in underneath you and lower your hips down onto your flat bolster so that your pelvis is elevated. and then you can take your legs up the wall. And for you guys at home, this will all be a lot more symmetrical than it is for me, because I'm outside in nature and things are not so, they're not such straight lines. They're more curvy out in nature. But this is good for you, and we're going to do Shavasana with legs up the wall today. So you're going to rest here, and I'm going to find my Kindle to give you the poem. It's around here somewhere. There it is. Okay, this poem is called The Sun by Muhammad Iqbal. And to me, it spoke to both the stability that we're talking about, because the sun has a sense of stability because it comes out every day, whether it's behind the clouds or not. We have the light of the sun every day. And it also speaks of the curves, because the sun is a circle, so it represents the curves that we've been creating in our bodies today with the support of the round bolster. O sun, the world's essence and motivator you are. The organizer of the book of the world you are. The splendor of existence has been created by you. The verdure of the garden of existence depends on you. The spectacle of elements is maintained by you. The exigency of life in all is maintained by you. Your appearance confers stability on everything. Your illumination and concord is completion of life. You are the sun which establishes light in the world, which establishes heart, intellect, essence, and wisdom. O sun, bestow on us the light of wisdom. Bestow your luster's light on the intellect's eye. You are the decorator of necessaries of existence assemblage. You are the Yazdan of the Denizens of the high and low. Your excellence is reflected from every living thing. The mountain range also shows your elegance. You are the sustainer of the life of all. You are the king of the light's children. There is no beginning and no end of yours. Free of limits of time is the light of yours. So you can stay here with your legs up the wall for as long as you wish. But to come down from this, you're going to bend your knees, place your feet on the wall, press into the wall, and then you'll just press the bolster out of the way, roll down through your spine, and then you'll roll to your side and make your way up to seated. So we'll finish our class the way we always do. With our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. We do it with a mudra set that draws the benefits of our practice first into ourselves and then offers it out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for episode 334 of Namaste Yoga. The rectangle bolster, round bolster class. Now you know the difference between the two and why we use a rectangle bolster and why we use a round bolster. Stability and curves, it's pretty simple. I hope it wasn't too simple. But the most profound things sometimes are quite simple. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to our channel, subscribe to my channel. I put out a new free show every Friday, so it will show up either in your iTunes feed or your YouTube feed. And if you know somebody who would benefit from today's class, then please feel free to share it with them, and we appreciate that very much. I would like to thank Rowena and Diane. I read Diane's testimonial at the beginning, and Donna for your donations. You can give a donation here at the bottom. As I always say, this class is freely given, but it costs us money to produce these classes. So we do appreciate your support in helping us to create these classes to do this. We've been doing this for almost seven years now, and we enjoy doing it very much, and we really appreciate the impact that we're having across the world. If you'd like to support with your time, then you can leave a comment in the comment section. So my comment for you is, where do you value stability in your life? And where do you value curves in your life? So you can leave that in the comments, either on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on my website. You can leave me a SpeakPipe message, or you can leave it in the membership community. And I told you at the beginning, I was going to tell you where you can go to get an infographic of my three favorite restorative props and their benefits, why they're beneficial. So if you go to melissawest.com/334, scroll down to the bottom, put your email in the opt-in box, then we will send you a beautiful infographic of my three favorite restorative yoga props and their benefits. And if you would like more restorative yoga classes, then I highly recommend our membership community. We have several restorative yoga classes there. We have two long ones and three short ones. So the benefit of our membership community is that that's where I have my short classes. So I know that on weekdays or work days, it's hard to get in a long class. So the short classes are all around the 30-minute mark for the restorative classes. And we have a super long, our two long classes are quite long. So they're longer than an hour. One is 72 minutes, and we have a super long restorative class, a 2-hour long restorative class, which is just total bliss. And I know people love doing that one on the weekends. It's 2 hours surrender with Sita. And it's just amazing to have that amount of time in restorative postures. We filmed it here in Beacon Hill Park when the bluebells were out in a field with bluebells, and it's just like a fantasy class. Like you feel like you're a little fairy in the field doing restorative yoga. It's beautiful. So I know our members love that class too. So you can click down below here to become a member as well. Thank you so much for being with us today. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.